you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
Well, I was reading an article yesterday about a woman and man who've had a daughter and they've called her a name, Caitlin. Okay. It's a very
so common, far it's a standard story.
Common name.
Yep.
Stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
They've spelt it with a K.
Caitlin.
His mother. So the woman's telling the story. Her mother-in-law is not happy about the name.
Ooh.
Of the spelling of the name. Yep. Happy with the name.
It's got nothing to do with her, though.
No, it doesn't. Mm. It's not her child.
Yeah.
And every time she comes over, she mentions how she talks about it. She's now started putting the child's photograph on Facebook.
Yep.
And posting her name, Caitlin, spelt the way she wants it.
Ooh.
Spelt.
Wow.
And
what?
She even buys gifts for the child, constantly brings them over. She already has these things and says to the mum and dad, like, she's just a mean old woman, says, oh, you can get rid of your ones now. I've got better ones.
Oh.
She's just, so the wife has told the husband he needs to talk to his mum.
Oh, the husband wouldn't do that.
No,
he'd be so, he's scared of both of them.
Yeah, he
that's
he
what
is.
I do. You talk to her.
I tell you, I couldn't marry a man who has a mother like that. But have you ever had to, like, to tell your parents to grow up?
I mean, that's
like,
so immature. You're right. That is it's mean and a bit hurtful, but also just immature. Grow up, Mum.
Yeah, grow up, Mum. But I, yeah, she just, I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good story.
Yeah,
but
she's just holding her ground.
What would you do if Alex's mum did that about Toby? She just kept putting a Y on the end of it.
Well, yeah, maybe.
And she would say to you every time, I hate the spelling.
Feb might be scared of both Alex and Alex's
mum. I'm not scared of my mum. My mum's, but I can't understand when my mum and my Ange talk. So
yeah, it's a bit hard to understand.
Well, sorry, what, Ange? Alex often tells me to grow up because, like, I hang out with the kids all the time, and I'm like,
You're the fifth kid.
I'm like the brother.
Yeah.
You're not their brother.
No.
You're their dad.
Grow up,
Brendan. And I'm like, under my breath. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, honey.
Oh, I can think of one right now. Leon, over the weekend, because he DJs at the Lame Duck in Fitzroy, I remember certain people that needed to grow up.
Yeah, my parents just turned up unannounced to the bar on Saturday night last weekend, and they were there till 4 a.m.
That's legendary. Grow up. That's legendary status.
It is good though, isn't it? Yeah.
That is quite impressive.
Mm,
I once had to tell my mum to grow up. We were at my cousin's 21st and she got quite tipsy. I don't know what she was doing outside. She's come inside. She's like talking to me. And I'm like, what have you got on your face? She goes, oh, I don't know. She had like ash on her face. I don't know. I went, Mum, what are you doing? She goes, I don't know. I went, you are drunk. Grow up.
Thought she had ash on her face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still a mystery to this day.
131060.
Yeah, please. When have you told your parents to grow up? 131060 is the number if you've got a good one.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Yeah. When have you had to say to your parents, grow up? 131060 is our number here at the Fox. This was an amazing story that Evie found. It was basically a grandparent that was just undermining the mother the whole way through.
She was a mole.
She's just really trying to stamp her authority.
Yeah.
That's my boy and my grandson. Well,
and I'll spell their name the way I want to spell their name.
Well, it's a granddaughter, Nan, but well, I'm calling my grandson if I want to.
Yes. Kerry from Brackish Marsh. Good morning, Kezza.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. When have you been told to grow up?
It was my son's 16th birthday, and I was so nervous about kids underage drinking and sneaking stuff in that I actually got really pissed. And my son and his mates went around the front to greet some friends, and I was on the driveway having a dart, just looking at the stars.
Oh, you're the best mom ever.
It's unbelievable.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
I have my suspicions which way both of you went. Evie Jones, Brendan Favola. Last night on TV, you had two choices. Well, there were several, but the big two were on Channel 10.
Hi there, my name is Nikki. Finding love can be quite tricky. Oh, Batchy, you're a cutie. Let me see you shake that booty.
Sounded like Bring It On, like a bit of a cheerleader.
Well, it was obviously The Bachelor.
Didn't watch it, Byron, because I was on Channel 9 watching the Ashes day one, ball one.
This was Fev's choice.
Driven by pain, half stopped by Wokes. It runs through the sawdust. That might have slowed it down again a little bit as well. They're probably going to get back for a third.
Are you okay? Wake up, Evie. You all right?
That was so... Oh.
Well, what did you watch? I mean, there's two huge choices there, Evie. I mean...
Well, I clearly watched The Bachelor.
Right.
Yeah, I clearly watched the cricket, and I got in there and I watched the preview from 7:30, and it was just the build-up, the national anthem.
The build-up?
Oh, just everything. The national anthem. Mate, it's like a... Because it's in England, and the Barmy Army, all they do is sing songs. It's just... It just gets me up and about. And I used to hate Test cricket when I was a kid. Hate it. Boring. But now I'm fascinated. It's a game of chess. 5 days of...
Oh, chess is exciting, isn't it?
Chess is a great game.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong? You would have... What? Oh, what? Hey, hang on. Let me just unpack this.
What?
Evie. So Byron would have loved to watch a cricket. He was sat at home, had a couple of brewskis in his little apartment.
It's quite a large apartment
that he sits there by himself on his couch. He would have had the cricket on. He would have been sitting there with a beer, a couple of wings.
Oh, I don't drink beer. It'd be a vodka and soda.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Beer's a bit carby.
In your big apartment. You love the cricket, don't you,
Byron? I do like
it. Well, he does. He's come in today and he looks like he's been to Bali overnight. He's got a spray tan. Well,
I get a weekly spray tan today, Byron.
He's got a spray tan. You would 100%. I don't know what's happened. But you would have watched The Bachelor.
I did. You know exactly what's happened. It's because now I've got a girlfriend.
Yes.
And you know, it's early days. You can't have her turn up to your house and go, oh, just shush for a minute.
Yeah, well, most men do, but
be
you
quiet,
don't.
The cricket's on.
Driven by pain, half stopped.
Oh, you can't sit them in front
of
that.
Plenty of men that would. So this is at your house?
Yeah.
And you let her watch? Well, you watch with her. You're an amazing
I'm even
boyfriend.
Pretending to be interested in The Bachelor.
Tell me, though, Byron, did you love it?
How good was it?
What about the
girl, right, who thinks her only point of difference is that she's Persian, and then another Persian girl walks in and says, well, bring something else to the table other than your Persianness.
Why don't they just say they're Iranian? That's what they are.
That's a whole separate issue.
Evie, I've got a mate who sent a message to his wife, and we've got a Facebook page together. We've all got friends in the messenger thing. And he goes, I just sent this to my missus. Hey, babe, would you like to go out for dinner on Thursday night? Maybe around 8-ish. She wrote back, yeah, that sounds great, with love hearts. He goes, good, because I've got the boys coming over for the Ashes, and it's pretty awkward when you're here.
101.9 The Fox. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
I feel like Alan Partridge then. Anyway, is it amazing? Is it amazing? So this is a fun segment. We do this on a Friday. Evie's now got the hang of this one. It's great fun. It's where you tell an amazing story. Please call now and the guys will decide whether it's as amazing as you think it is. As we head into a weekend, it's the time you want to tell your stories at pubs and bars and parties. So go for it, Evie. Get us going.
I've got an amazing story. My old neighbour up in Sydney, she had two birds and she was really, really old. And when she...
Did she have one stone?
One what? Oh, okay. Two birds, one bush. Okay. And then she went away. She said to me, would you just feed the birds every day? And I was like, yeah. And she gave me the key because she was leaving really early. So I went in on the first day and one of the birds was dead on the bottom of the cage.
Oh, that's horrible.
The other one was fine. And I was like, oh, my God, this woman is so old. She's going, I can't deal with this. So it was a stiff bird too. It had probably been dead overnight.
I just taped
its feet back on the perch.
What? You did.
I just taped like a little bit.
Petey, so it's a pretty bird.
It was just like Dumb and Dumber. And I was like, you know what?
You sold a dead bird to a blind kid?
I was like, she can deal with it. I don't want to.
This would be funny if it wasn't true.
Anyway, she came a week later. I'd been feeding the other bird.
Yeah.
And she came running back. She goes, oh my God. And I was like, oh.
She's right. Nice.
She's, you are never going to believe it. You know that morning that I left? I went, yeah. And she goes, one of my birds was dead on the bottom of the cage and he's come back to me.
Yes, this is going to be very hard to top. Anyway, if you've got an amazing story for us, please give us a call right now on 131060 with your amazing story.
101.9 The Fox.
Evie and Pep, can I start with one? You won't believe it. I was on a roller coaster earlier this week and I was hit by an ibis.
Yep, that was on the Gold Coast.
Been chicken.
Would have been amazing if she called. So
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
I don't think she actually got hit. If you look at that video, she didn't get hit.
What? No, I missed her head.
The seat got hit.
Yeah, the seat got hit.
Well, so I think it's amazing that a seat got hit by an ibis. If she called and said the seat got hit by an ibis, you'd still award
it. I'd find that happen a fair bit.
Yeah.
What?
And yeah. I think you'll find, Byron, Fev, that the Birds ibis, fly. It's called a bin chicken. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you don't think that's amazing.
No, but
it went viral. Why did it go viral then? Everyone went, oh, that's not amazing. Let's share it.
It was a slow news day.
You made the comments. It happened a fair bit, I reckon. Yeah. Anyway, Jeanette from Endeavour Hills, good morning.
Well, good
Give
luck
me your amazing story.
Good luck to Jeanette. If an ibis being hit by someone on a roller coaster isn't amazing.
Good morning.
Okay, continue.
Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning. How are we all? We good? Okay, that's good.
Good start.
Jeanette. Okay, so 10 years ago I went to, or a bit more than 10 years ago, I went to a bar. I saw this good-looking guy, so I took a photo with him. Mm. And then 10 years later, I met this guy on this dating app or dating website, and he ended up becoming my boyfriend. So he was looking through my Facebook page one day, and he said, what is this photo? And I was like, oh, that's this guy. And he's like, yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Whoa. That is amazing.
Hold the line, because if they all live in the same sort of suburb, it's not that amazing, is it?
No, it's amazing.
No, that's
10 years apart.
10 years apart, and she didn't even realise it was him.
And
his age.
On Facebook.
All right.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Yay.
Don't you reckon that's amazing?
No, but an ibis, a flying ibis hitting someone on a roller coaster is not amazing, but that is.
Yep.
Okay, no, cool. No, thank you very much, Jeanette, for your call.
Kim from Melton, good morning.
Morning.
What's your amazing story?
So I went to the movies with my partner a few years ago, and we were eating popcorn, and all of a sudden we pulled out a giant pair of scissors out of the popcorn.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's frightening. It's frightening.
Did you eat them?
It was.
Okay, that's all the story
what
is.
What were you watching? Edward Popcorn Hands?
Yeah, what were you watching?
Oh, there he goes. Sorry, Fev, just there was a bit of a gag in there from... From Fev.
Oh, that's a good one.
For the,
that's kind of
for
amazing.
The gag, I'm just going to give this for Fev's gag. It's a little bit but for the story, what, how do we feel? Amazing?
No.
I think it's okay.
Okay. It's sort of interesting. It's more just a health concern, isn't it,
yeah,
really?
It really is.
Thank you so
I
much.
I ended up getting a whole bunch of free movie tickets.
Good.
Oh, there you go. That's amazing. Always got to put a bit of GST on.
Yes, that was amazing.
3 to 8. 101.9. The Fox. The Fox. Fifi Box. She is in her house and on the line, guys. Fifi.
Foxy.
Let's get it started now. Let's get it started.
Wow.
Let's get it started now.
Okay, Boxy. What's happening? How are you?
Oh, guys. I haven't slept. I'm back. I'm upside down, topsy turvy, back to front. Yeah. So I've been awake since about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Awake too. Did you watch the cricket?
No. You know what my night consists of? Pat, 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 pat. I just have to pat her little back, the poor little bubba.
Oh. She got reflux.
Well, I think you're eating. I think it's colic.
Yeah, colic.
Yeah, right.
Do you know, I've got the problem, I think, is I've got so much milk and it comes out like
yes, you do.
Yeah, it's a lot there.
But it comes out, the maternal health nurse told me it like streams out of me. Right. And the poor little thing is choking and guzzling it.
Okay.
You're like a slushy machine when you go to this, you know, when you fill up the Slurpees at 7-Eleven and it overflows.
Yeah.
Poor Daisy's like, I've had enough! I don't want any more milk!
You should see her, actually. It's like she's sitting at the bottom of a mountain and it just pours into her mouth.
Oh, no.
It's like an avalanche.
There are some pictures we have, Fief, and we're not sure. We still haven't released them to the public. There are some pictures of all that,
yeah.
And we thought maybe not.
My boobs got big early stage of the pregnancy. My boob is 4 times the size of her head.
Yeah, wow. They're like twin peaks, God. And poor Daisy's at the bottom, and there's a big avalanche of snow coming down. It's just milk. Oh. Stop it, Mum!
Okay.
All right, Boxy, it's been great to catch up, but we only
was that
need,
it? What are you cutting her off?
We only need her for one reason.
Well, mate, did anyone else want to talk
she
to
needs,
her?
She needs to breastfeed.
Are you all right, darling? I might just feel like Fev just cut us off.
I'm good. Wait, so I've got someone here who wants to say hi.
Trixie!
Hello.
Trixie! Hey, Trixie, how are you going? Are you the best big sister in the world?
Good.
Yep.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to hear from Trixie.
Hey, Trixie, how's Daisy going?
Good.
Is Lizzie Rosie Box still live there?
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Fox FM's $100,000 Secret Sound.
She's very good. She's got a future in radio. Now, Fief, just quickly, there was a guest at 7:30.
Yeah.
There was a guest at 7:30. We'll just play the sound right now. Here it is. Now, there was a guest that was tied in with the dog lead, and we thought, oh, that could be clever because you've obviously got Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box. But you haven't mentioned that dog in about 6 months. Is it still around?
Yes, Lizzie Rosie is here. She went to the Clippers yesterday. She's lovely and groomed.
Okay, good.
But, you know, that's a good guess. I'm impressed by the guess. But as you know, that is not the secret sound.
Okay, great.
How much do you love being Poobah of this sound?
Well, you know what, Trix, the only reason Trix is here is she wants to know what it is, don't you?
Oh, good.
All right, Boxy, now you promised us a clue, so now is your moment. We really are hanging on this clue because everyone in Melbourne wants to know what the secret sound is for $100,000. Please give us your clue.
Okay, now just factor in that I am sleep deprived.
Yep.
I've worked hard on this clue. I think it's great. It goes like this. The clue for the secret sound worth $100,000 is... pyramid.
Have you got a better one?
That's not a clue. That's just a word.
Pyramid.
Pyramid.
Remember how you used to criticise Leon's clues? Yours are worse. That's a terrible clue.
Pyramid.
You know the pyramids in Egypt? You know, it's just so, like, beautiful. Across the road, there's, like, McDonald's, Hungry Jack's. It's just like a sightseeing.
Don't good to know. Around.
Is it something to do with that?
The phone, she's doing sound effects.
Yeah, because Trixie's like, that is the worst clue ever. If that was Leon giving that clue, you would absolutely berate him.
Double standard.
Pyramids. Give me something else. Give something else. Go on.
You know what, Feb? For you to ask me that in these sleep-deprived conditions, I could accidentally give away the sound.
That's why I'm asking.
I know. But you know, well, you know...
I know that you know that I know that I don't know the sound.
Pyramid. All right, so you've now got that. Okay, don't call us now, but at 8:30 we will open the phones, we'll play the sound again, and you've now got that in your head. That might help you or make it even harder.
Hey, Boxy.
Yeah,
what does the sound and the pyramid have to do with each other?
Can I go back to sleep now? I'm really tired.
Okay, we'll let you go, Dale. Thank you so much. So the clue is pyramid. Oh, sorry, bring the drone back down. We know the clue now. No suspense. See you later, Fee. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Boxy.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. See you, Trixie.
Bye, Trixie.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
There's a lot of rustling of paper going on here,
just
Evie.
Just trying to open them so it makes it a bit easier. That looks awful.
What is going on?
Earlier this morning, we were talking about how Subway have let people know the weird, let everyone know the weirdest combinations that people have been ordering of their sandwiches.
Right.
And the weirdest that they had, the top three were tuna and schnitzel, but meatball and tuna, and bacon and egg and tuna.
Oh, yuck.
Now, Fev said, oh, I could eat any of those. And so we put him to the test. We've actually ordered all three of those.
It's a medley.
I tell you what, Byron, I've just looked at these. You can't see them over there. But the bacon, egg and tuna looks awful.
Ooh. It really doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good at all. It looks like something that will come up.
These are people's regular orders.
Do I eat this now? What do I do?
I think you should start with that one. No. Start with the tuna and schnitzel, which is this one here.
Maybe review it MasterChef style as well. Just give us a sense of what you're tasting.
Just a nice wholemeal bread. Oh, yuck. I don't open it. The chicken schnitzel looks good.
The tuna is like a paste.
It's a
smear of tuna.
Oh, he's thrown out a little bit of the bread.
Just eat it.
Okay, just ready? Had a whiff of it. Okay, so he's just getting his head around this.
I think he's
not too bad.
Okay, so that's all right. All right, so that's not bad. So tuna and schnitzel
don't
is okay.
Throw it away.
Yuck. He just spat it out.
Yeah, but I've got to taste test more.
It's not like wine tasting.
Yeah, I've got 10,000 taste buds in my mouth.
Okay, the next one is the meatball and tuna. I reckon he's going to like this.
Sort of like the surf and turf of the Subway world.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, so that one's... Don't
just
be wasteful.
Throwing them away.
Don't spit it out.
No, don't put it down now that you've thrown it away.
This is the one that you said looked awful.
This
is the one. What is this one again?
This one is the bacon, egg and tuna. But can I just say that one of the things that Subway did say also, that a lot of people were doing was crumbling the Subway cookies. So can you just open that one up? I'm going to crumble some cookies onto it. Open it up for me.
Just add a bit of sweet to it, mate.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what, meatballs are good.
Okay, so meatball and tuna, guys, don't be afraid of that.
Not the tuna, but the, yuck.
Okay, so we've scrunched up, okay, here we go.
This is an ACRA winning award radio.
Okay, here he goes.
Wait, there's no cookie in that bite?
Bacon, egg, tuna and Subway cookie.
Here we go.
In the one mouthful.
Yeah, he got some cookie.
He had a good go at it, didn't he?
Indeed, he had two little bites there. Big bites. What do you think?
Not very good.
Yeah. He's impressed.
Well, what have we proven today? That what sounds disgusting might taste
it
great.
Good.
I'm not much of a fan of tuna, but that's like tuna with a bit of mayonnaise.
Yeah, that is. They do good tuna.
Yeah, it's good tuna. It's good and tuna. The white chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
Just gives it a bit of, you know, with the egg and the bake. Mmm, yum.
This is
a bit of savoury, a bit of sweet, a bit of sour.
Okay, no good. He
that
loves it.
Really good.
Yeah. He's eating it all.
He's actually eating the whole lot.
Eat it all, Fev.
There he goes.
Eat it. Woo! Craig
Subway.
Phoebe, Fev and Myron.
Eat fresh.
Oh, yuck.
1019 The Fox.
For free.
Phoebe, Fev and Byron. Evie Jones sitting in for
Phoebe. In life for free.
And
kicking on that jazz. Money, money, money that you never had.
There he goes. Carl Stefanovic with a bit of freestyle. He's a loose guest, isn't he, Carl Stefanovic?
We've been making money at karaoke. Not now, a lot, but anyway.
Carl has a show which is returning for a second series. This time next year, Monday, August 12th. It will be on 9 at 8:40 p.m. Here is a taste of the show.
This time next year.
This time next year.
This time next year, I'll win my first Ironman.
I will hold my children's hands.
I'm going to overcome my Tourette's.
I'm 101 and I will fly a plane.
Is that from this year?
Yeah.
Oh, my. And Nana's going to fly a plane.
Yeah, this Nana's 101, and she wants to fly a plane, a Cessna Solo. The only drama is, and I hope I'm not giving too much away here, she can't hear.
What?
Yeah. Which means she can't hear air traffic control.
Oh, no.
Right.
So someone.
Just a solo flight.
I was going to say, so she'd just have someone in there, but that's not a solo flight then, is it?
No, it's not. So what she's aiming for may be difficult for her, but that's the whole point of the series is that people of this series are trying to achieve things that blew me away.
And everyone that's on the show, it's all sort of in their hands, so they can do it themselves. But the guy that says, I'm going to win an Ironman, that's out of his control because he's got to compete against other people.
He does.
Which is incredible.
And he's also in a wheelchair. And what he goes through, and we follow him through that whole thing. And even if these people don't get there, because it's not just an individual this affects, it's the people around them, it's their family, it's their communities, and they go on that whole thing with them. And so even if they don't get, I liken this to, you know, climbing to the top of the mountain, some people are going to get there and the view is going to be great. But even if you make it halfway up, there's still a great view and there's something we can all take out of it. And I think people are going to be blown away by what they see this year, truthfully. And I think if everyone can, you know, I know you're very bad at resolutions.
I'm the
Fev-olution. You're looking straight at Fev.
I love you, but you're bad at resolutions. I think that's the thing that we can all take out of it, is try and make something in your life better or try and help yourself with something about yourself that can make the people around you.
I should have gone on your show. Better. I made myself better, sort of.
Yeah. I do. We've been mates for a long time, and I think you seem like you're in a really good place, Fev.
I am in a really good place. This feels like I'm on 60 Minutes, which your brother's on. But you're going to be doing a 60. You're on 60 Minutes. Have you taken his job?
Yeah. No, I'm doing.
You cut his grass?
No, I have. Yeah, he's now gone. Had to go, pack his stumps and wickets up and go to Sky News.
Get rid of him.
I'm the big brother.
No, no.
Now, mate, 364 days of the year, you just sit back and count your 5 million you get a year, which is great.
Yeah.
One day a week, that's one day for the year. That's an amazing gig.
There's so much jealousy in your eyes.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm like, how do I get this gig?
And it's a leap year, so it's 366.
Now, mate, you've had the snip. I've had the snip. Yeah. You've had it reversed twice, apparently.
Well, I read that on the front page of the paper.
Did it hurt?
Yes. It hurts seeing it on the front page of the paper. I can't walk down a street without someone saying, oh, Carlos. No, it did happen. I don't know why or how this stuff makes news, but that did happen. Yeah, and it's not pleasant. But it's not, you know, it's not anything too significant.
Because my wife made me get the snips. She said, "You're not coming anywhere near me. This, we've had a baby, you know, 9 years."
It's because you're a beast, a sexual beast.
Okay. And I had to have the snip. I had the snip on air, and then now that the
on
baby,
air.
Yeah, on air.
No,
yeah,
we were. I had to commentate it, Carl. I was, and at one point I smelt his burning.
You know what?
What? Yeah. It was really
I had the green whistle. I was in all sorts. I was like, "Woo, this is the best." But now my wife, we've had the baby little Toby, and she's beautiful. And she's like, "Well, I think I'd love to have another one. I'm like, "Well, you made me get this. So does it hurt?"
The reversal or the second reversal?
The second.
Or the third or the fourth.
So how did you go the first one and then did you think it doesn't work anymore? Then we'll go get a second
one? I'm not talking about reverse vasectomy.
Hey, no one's listening, mate. I spoke about ratings. No one listened.
Yeah. Okay. It's the one thing I do know.
Have we got you till 9? Can you hang around?
Yeah, I'm hanging around.
Of course you can. He's got nothing else to do. Another year to the show starts.
Excuse me. 101.9.
The Fox. Being a Friday, we love to play a little game of Is It Amazing? And a special guest is here, Carl Stefanovic. This time next year, Monday, August 12th, 8:40 p.m. on 9, we will be watching. Feb, did you have anything you wanted to quickly run past Carl before we play? Before we play Is It Amazing?
We got to 10 o'clock.
Quickly.
Okay, quickly. Very quickly. Yeah. You were the bad boy of Channel 9, but you're back now. You're getting put around everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, will you be back on the Today Show next year?
You know, what didn't you get about me not working for 365?
Yeah, I know, but you're getting back in.
No. I let the girls go for it. I mean, I think they're doing a great job. I've got 60 minutes. I'm doing a bit of radio in Sydney.
Okay, no one cares. I just want to know.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing. Evie, I need you to judge this along with Fev. Carl assures us he has an amazing story. I'll tell you something amazing. Remember when Carl was a guest on our show and Fev just grilled him?
Yeah.
And then when he didn't get what he wanted, he just shut you off?
No, that was amazing. Yeah, yeah, you said, "Ask me about Channel 9." I go, all right. And then you can give me an answer.
Anyway, you've got an amazing story. We will judge it. And then you are out of here, Carl.
Okay. So this story goes back about 15 years when I first started on the Today Show. And the late, great Kerry Packer was in the building. And David Gingell, who was the boss of Nine, said, "Come and meet Kerry." I said, "I don't want to meet him. He's too big and too scary." Went up to meet him, and Ginge said, "Mr. Packer." And I thought, as soon as he said Mr. Packer, I knew I was in trouble. He goes, "Mr. Packer, this is Carl Stefanovic, and he's the new host of the Today Show." Kerry looks down at me, like way down, and he goes, "Who is it?" And I said, "Mr." He goes, no. "What did Ginge say?" He said, Mr. Packer, this is Carl Stefanovic. He's the new host of the Today Show." And Kerry goes, "I said, who is it?" Anyway, so I've gone, "That's it. I'm out of here." Boop, boop. I start walking away. Ginge puts his arm around me and he goes, "You know what, son? With the ratings like they are, it's better he doesn't know who you are."
Yeah, that's great. We're paying that one, Evie.
And where's Kerry now?
Kick a man while he's down.
Oh, out goes Evie. Wow.
Kick a man while he's down.
Jesus. Wow.
What a great Australian that guy was.
Great Australian. I would have played a different one for him.
What would you have played? Oh, okay. Well, this is the one Fev is going to give your story. This is a little harsh, I would have thought. It's a little bitch. I thought it was great. I don't know.
It was a good story.
Anyway.
What's wrong with you?
Mate, if we were sitting at the pub in Cairns and you told me that, a couple of cold glasses off the wood, I would have gone, oh, God.
No, you would have liked
it. Who else is coming?
The good thing is I would have had a camel out the side and I would have been able to get on the camel and you wouldn't have been able to because you're too heavy.
He ain't heavy.
He's my brother.
Low blow.
I've got to go into the weekend getting fat shamed by Carl Stefanovic.
No, you fat shamed yourself.
We are out of here.
You're living in a resort every day and head to mandaleyliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.